A lot going on this morning. First off, big night for the Bulls. UB women's basketball beat Cleveland State 74-69. That was in the Fab Four of the WNIT, so the Bulls will now play Troy 5 p.m. Saturday at Alumni Arena. That's some good action. News that Ford, in the wake of the tariffs, Ford plans to announce a major discount across multiple models. I don't think it's every product they have, but Ford Motor Car Company saying that they will be, they'll be offering employee pricing, that's a discounted rate available for Ford workers, to all customers. And they're calling it, the program is called From America for America. That is the tentative title of the plan. I think they're announcing it maybe today, as far as full out with the marketing and everything, but they're leaning on a healthy inventory to offer customers thousands of dollars off as competitors' prices go up because of tariff costs, or they have to absorb them. So anyhow, Ford, a major company, making a major bold move after the tariffs were announced. The non-automotive across-the-board tariffs went into go into effect, but they were announced yesterday. They went into effect at midnight, for real, for real. 10% tariff, that's the rate on all trading partners on everything that's imported into the United States. The president described the tariffs as reciprocal. Basically, they do it to us, we do it to them. Very simple. Can't get any simpler than that, is how the president explained it yesterday. Then he brought out the big chart. Oh, you know someone at Staples worked late to get this done. So the president displayed a large chart, because you got to have props. Can't do PowerPoint, you know, in the Rose Gardens, just not set up for it. Anyhow, there he was. He had his big coat on with his big chart and showed the different countries in the rates besides. So they would have a country and follow the line, and there's the rate. China will get a 34% levy on stuff being brought in from them. That's the tariff. And the president did say it's not, you know, percentage per percentage. So some of the countries that are charging a lot of tariffs on U.S.-made items going into their country, he was doing, it looked like about half. So whatever China charges for U.S.-made product, he brought it down to about half at 34. So he did say that was like a kind reciprocal. Anyhow, the Trump administration aims to dramatically transform trading partnerships with the goal of strengthening U.S. manufacturing. That is the goal. The journey may be painful, might be a little disturbance in what we pay. And stock markets, at least the futures, did not react favorably overnight. We'll wait and see when the markets open today. He did wait until the bell had rung on Wall Street before he did this announcement. I think they were originally floating around 1 o'clock, then they went with 4 o'clock, and, well, there it is. Violent weather. We did get thunderstorms overnight, some severe weather. If you didn't get woken up by the thunderstorms, you are a deep sleeper. Big light show, big boom, lots of rain, and very wet conditions this morning in western New York. But mild temperatures. Those storms have moved out of the area. Could get some more action today. Violent storms cut through a wide swath in the South and Midwest. A few fatalities connected with these storms. But we're talking trees down, roofs ripped off, tornadoes reported. Dozens of tornadoes reported. Takes a while before they can officially confirm them. Some people trapped in their structures. A lot of different stories from Tennessee to Arkansas of people's homes just being destroyed either by the winds or the hail. But more than 90 million people were at some risk of severe weather with this storm. The other problem, Jan, is the extreme rain bought flooding. Yeah. And the flooding that came in was like, have never seen it before. Some areas were bracing for and could still get 16 inches of rain before this is all said and done for. That's extreme.
Imagine. I just, like, here in Western New York, I couldn't believe how big the lightning bolts were. Like, we've had lightning bolts, but they were like really long.
Not just one, but they'd come in like a series.
And this morning, if you were up early this morning, like before 6, you would have seen the same thing. Yeah, it was an intense.
We got around 2 a.m., got like the house shaking kind of thunder and stuff like that. So, yeah, it was bad. And that continued right through till the wee hours of the morning. Those storms cleaned out around the 7 o'clock hour. They kind of moved out of the area. So we're good and clear now. Nintendo announcing a June 5th launch date for their new console. It's the Switch 2. Right off the bat, I look at the price tag, about $450.
Oh, wow.
For this new gaming console.
Now, will there be tariffs on this? Will this be one of those companies affected by...
Well, Jen, I don't think they're made in America.
I don't either.
It's Nintendo, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
So with the tariffs, understand that it's not going to be... Like, you may not see that... Like, you won't see a price increase, I don't think, with a Nintendo. You won't see the price increase 34% because the tariff is 34%. The point is that... The manufacturer, so Nintendo, will have to, for marketing purposes, absorb some of that cost.
Or
some will get passed on to the consumer.
Yeah, pass it on to whoever's
buying. Some will, but I don't think you're going to see the full 34%, let's say, for things made in China or wherever they make these products.
So maybe it'll be that they just are going to not make as much profit from it?
That's the part where a manufacturer, a company that makes stuff overseas and sells in the U.S., will have to make that call themselves. Do we pass the entire tariff off to the consumer? Because that will hurt sales. Because you jack up that 450 up to whatever, add another 30% on it. Now that's out of reach for your average customer.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, it was a 1 hour Nintendo Direct presentation yesterday where they unveiled all the stuff, interactive chat and all the screen share functions that will connect to gamers. And I got to tell you, as a little guy with his Switch, I don't want him that connected with other gamers because you have no idea who's on the other end. So I'll figure out how to turn that feature off. But anyhow, it will be a full upgrade, a full rethink of the Switch system and Switch 2. June 5th is the launch date. Current market price they're saying is about $450 for this device. So it's a huge purchase and it is... obviously going to be a big seller. Those Nintendo Switches do very, very well. That's it for your news and views this morning. Time right now is 7:55. You're waking up with KISS 98.5.